Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. A four-alarm fire in East Harlem overnight. Some firefighters were hurt. Darius Radzius is on the scene this morning.
Firefighters spent much of the morning struggling to get the fire under control here at this business. They were alerted to an automatic alarm going off at around 12:30 in the morning, and when they arrived, they found fire on all three floors and smoke filled the entire building. Officials say one person was inside at the time of the fire, either a cleaner or a worker. Four firefighters and one civilian suffered minor injuries. From the sign outside the building, it appears that the nonprofit Exodus Transitional Community operates out of here. Chief John Esposito says this was a difficult fire to fight, too dangerous for firefighters to go inside.
It's an older building, starts to affect the structural stability of the building, makes it dangerous. The stairway burnt out, makes it very dangerous for our members inside.
Some residents in the apartments next to the building had to be evacuated, but they were not impacted by fire. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
A fire in East Flatbush yesterday killed a 13-year-old boy and left five people injured. It broke out around 10:30 in the morning in a building on Snyder Avenue at East 34th Street. This resident managed to escape.
You could not see. The only thing is it burns your eyes. Like, my eyes was running. And trust me, I was running.
13-year-old Dylan Waldron Dixon died of injuries suffered in the fire. Three of the injured are firefighters, and one of them is hospitalized in serious condition. There's no word yet on the cause of the fire. Employers would not be able to fire employees without notice or explanation under some legislation City Council member Tiffany Caban is pushing. She calls it the Secure Jobs Act and says a recent report shows the need for it.
More than half of fired workers in New York City, 60%, say employers gave them either no reason or an unfair or inaccurate reason for the termination. Nearly 9 out of 10 workers in New York City who were fired were given no warning.
She says the legislation would create a process businesses would have to follow if they want to fire employees, thereby making it more difficult to do so. Businesses usually oppose legislation like this for obvious reasons, noting that it also tends to disincentivize hiring. Fox News meteorologist Adam Klotz says he was beaten by a gang of teenagers while riding the one train around 1 in the morning yesterday. He says it started when he told them to leave another passenger alone. Klotz put up a video on Instagram showing off his bruised face.
This older gentleman was being hassled by this group of like 7 or 8 teens. And I was like, yo, guys, cut that out. And they decided, all right, if he's not going to get it, then you're going to get it. And boy, did they give it to me. They had me on the ground. Like, my ribs are all kind of bruised up, too. They got their hits in.
And he has a question.
Where are the parents? God. Don't let your kids come beat me up in the middle of the night again, please. Parents, watch your children.
Cops grabbed two 15-year-olds and a 17-year-old near the 18th Street station, but after juvenile reports were written up, their parents were called to pick them up, apparently without charges being filed. There are no indications that the young attackers knew who Klotz is or where he works. The great thing about ATMs is that they enable 24-hour banking, but those days are over, at least at some Chase branches here in the city, because of crime. Chase says for the safety of customers and employees, it will be closing ATMs at these branches. At the same time, the branches close 5 or 6 p.m., citing rising crime and vagrancy in the vestibules housing the ATMs. Chase says this will be temporary, but it's not playing well on Twitter. Customers writing things like, if ATMs aren't available when the bank is closed, what's the point? And are you going to refund the ATM fees to customers when we get ripped off to use a bodega ATM to pay for our late night pizza because you can't provide a basic service to account holders? I didn't think so. Chase tweeted this response. I know the outcome wasn't ideal, but your experience is still very important to us. Frank Trolley started driving a cab when Eisenhower was still president. And while Ike is long gone, Frank is still driving a cab, although not the checker he probably started out in.
Frank Trolley's been driving a cab in the city since 1960, when Robert Wagner was mayor.
He used to work with the cab drivers at that time.
And he says Ed Koch once hailed his cab.
Ed really didn't talk to him that much. He was busy going to his office, whatever.
Trolley is now 89 years old and prides himself on being a New Yorker. And, of course, after six decades behind the wheel, he doesn't need GPS to get anywhere in the five boroughs. He knows these streets. Why do you keep driving a cab?
Because I don't want to stay home. Because I've seen a lot of guys that retired that died right away.
Certainly a reason, then, to keep working. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Congressman George Santos was back in New York over the weekend, and he sort of answered a question about a picture of him appearing in drag in Brazil about 15 years ago.
I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Well, he may get sued for something eventually. He refused to answer questions about his campaign finances and two House committee assignments, but said he was headed back to Washington this week to serve his district, adding that he had a surprise for the reporters who've been staking out his office. The weekend is over, and we now know for a fact that no teams from New York State will be playing in the Super Bowl. Mark Erne is here with the recap this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, on the heels of the Giants season ending Saturday night, the Buffalo Bills were beaten 27-10 by the Bengals, and quarterback Josh Allen pretty gracious in defeat.
It's the way it goes sometimes. They had a good game plan. Credit to those guys. They came out, they played hard. We just didn't have today.
As Cincinnati advances to the AFC Championship game next Sunday in Kansas City, while the NFC game in Philly will match the Eagles against the 49ers after George Kittle and company knocked out the Cowboys 19-12.
It's going to be wonderful. I know how much the fans love the opposing team and all the fans, so it's going to be really fun, and it's going to be cold and violent, and it's going to be a blast.
Niners-Eagles Sunday at 3, then the Bengals and Chiefs at 6:30. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.